The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
What does the Bible teach about clean and unclean meats? Which animals does the Bible designate as clean and unclean? God reveals which animals, including fish and birds, are suitable and unsuitable for human consumption in Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14. Although the lists aren't exhaustive, he reveals guidelines for recognizing animals that are acceptable for food. God states that cud-chewing animals with split hooves can be eaten. These specifically include the cattle, sheep, goat, deer, and gazelle families. He also lists such animals as camels, rabbits, and pigs as being unclean or unfit to eat. He later lists such creeping things as moles, mice, and lizards as unfit to eat, as well as four-footed animals with paws, cats, dogs, bears, lions, tigers, etc., as unclean. He tells us that salt and freshwater fish with fins and scales may be eaten, but water creatures without those characteristics, catfish, lobsters, crabs, shrimp, mussels, clams, oysters, squid, octopi, etc., should not be eaten. God also lists birds and other flying creatures that are unclean for consumption. He identifies carrion eaters and birds of prey as unclean, plus ostriches, storks, herons, and bats. Birds such as chickens, turkeys, and pheasants are not on the unclean list and therefore can be eaten. Insects, with the exception of locusts, crickets, and grasshoppers, are listed as unclean. Why does God identify some animals as suitable for human consumption and others as unsuitable? God didn't give laws to arbitrarily assert control over people. He gave His laws, including those of which meats are clean or unclean, that it might be well with those who seek to obey Him. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29. Although God did not reveal the specific reasons some animals may be eaten and others must be avoided, we can make generalized conclusions based on the animals included in the two categories. In listing the animals that should not be eaten, God forbids the consumption of scavengers and carrion eaters, which devour other animals for their food. Animals such as pigs, bears, vultures, and raptors can eat and thrive on decaying flesh. Predatory animals such as wolves, lions, leopards, and cheetahs most often prey on the weakest and at times the diseased in animal herds. When it comes to sea creatures, bottom dwellers such as lobsters and crabs scavenge for dead animals on the seafloor. Shellfish such as oysters, clams, and mussels similarly consume decaying organic matter that sinks to the seafloor, including sewage. A common denominator of many of the animals God designates as unclean is that they routinely eat flesh that would sicken or kill human beings. When we eat such animals, we partake of a food chain that includes things harmful to people. As nutritionist David Mines observes, could it be that God, in His wisdom, created certain creatures whose sole purpose is to clean up after the others? Their entire calling may be to act exclusively as the sanitation workers of our ecology. God may simply be telling us that it's better for us believers not to consume the meat of these trash collectors. The following list, based on Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14, identifies many of the animals God designates as clean and unclean. The list uses their common names. Clean animals. Mammals that chew the cud and part the hoof. Antelope, bison, buffalo, caribou, cattle, beef, veal, deer, venison, elk, gazelle, giraffe, goat, hart, ibex, moose, ox, reindeer, sheep, lamb, mutton. Fish with fins and scales. Anchovy, barracuda, bass, black pomfret, or monchong, bluefish, bluegill, carp, cod, crappie, drum, flounder, grouper, grunt, haddock, hake, halibut, hardhead, herring, or alewife, kingfish, mackerel, or corbia, mahi-mahi, or dorado, dolphin fish, not to be confused with the mammal dolphin, minnow, mullet, perch, or bream, pike, or pickerel, or jack, pollock, or Boston bluefish, rockfish, salmon, sardine, or pilchard, shad, silver hake, or whiting, smelt, or frostfish, or icefish, snapper, or ibu, jobfish, lehi, onaga, opaka paka, or uku, sole, steelhead, sucker, sunfish, tarpon, trout, or weakfish, tuna, or ahi, aku, albacore, bonito, or tombo, turbot, except European turbot, whitefish. Birds with clean characteristics. Chicken, dove, duck, goose, grouse, guinea fowl, partridge, peafowl, pheasant, pigeon, prairie chicken, ptarmigan, quail, sage hen, sparrow, and other songbirds. Swan, teal, turkey. Note that, in the King James Version, Leviticus chapter 11, verse 18 and Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 16 list swan among unclean birds. However, this seems to be a mistranslation. The original word apparently refers to a kind of owl and is so translated in most modern Bible versions. Insects. Types of locusts that may include crickets and grasshoppers. Unclean animals. Animals with unclean characteristics. Swine. Boar, peccary, pig, hog, bacon, ham, lard, pork, most sausage and pepperoni. Canines. Coyote, dog, fox, hyena, jackal, wolf. Felines. Cat, cheetah, leopard, lion, panther, tiger. Equines. Donkey, ass, horse, mule, onager, zebra, quagga. Other animals. Armadillo, badger, bat, bear, beaver, camel, elephant, gorilla, groundhog, hippopotamus, kangaroo, llama, alpaca, vicuña, mole, monkey, mouse, muskrat, possum, porcupine, rabbit, hare, raccoon, rat, rhinoceros, skunk, slug, snail, escargot, squirrel, wallaby, weasel, wolverine, worm, all insects except some in the locust family. Marine animals without fins and scales. Fish. Bullhead, catfish, eel, European turbot, marlin, paddlefish, shark, stickleback, squid, sturgeon, includes most caviar, swordfish. Shellfish. Abalone clam, conch, crab, crayfish, crawfish, crawdad, lobster, mussel, oyster, scallop, shrimp, prawn. Soft body. Cuttlefish, jellyfish, limpet, octopus, squid, calamari. Sea mammals. Dolphin, otter, porpoise, seal, walrus, whale. Birds of prey, scavengers and others. Albatross, bittern, buzzard, condor, coot, cormorant, crane, crow, cuckoo, eagle, flamingo, grebe, grosbeak, gull, hawk, heron, kite, lapwing, loon, magpie, osprey, ostrich, owl, parrot, pelican, penguin, plover, rail, raven, roadrunner, sandpiper, seagull, stork, swallow, swift, vulture, water hen, woodpecker. Reptiles. Alligator, caiman, crocodile, lizard, snake, turtle. Amphibians. Blindworm, frog, newt, salamander, toad.
Thanks for listening to Which Animals Does the Bible Designate as Clean and Unclean? In the booklet, What Does the Bible Teach About Clean and Unclean Meats? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.